This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Good morning. Books by the Banks, the Cincinnati USA Book Festival begins in just a few hours. Just prior to her appearance with more than 100 other authors, I'll talk with Cambry Cruz about her book, Burn Down the Ground, a memoir. And in about 15 minutes, as part of WVXU's American Graduate Initiative, a conversation with Jennifer Balin about her work with Steps for Success at the Euler School. First, Jay Hanselman has a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
Cincinnati Public School Superintendent Mary Ronan is confident her district will improve its academic rating. Ohio downgraded CPS from effective to continuous improvement after data for this past school year narrowly missed the higher category. Ronan says educators are having to teach old and new testing material as the district transitions to a new curriculum.
It's definitely a transition in the state of Ohio at the moment, but we're confident if we focus on the Common Core that our students here in Cincinnati and in Ohio will be competitive with other students in the nation.
WVXU looked at 20 Southwest Ohio districts. Of those, Cincinnati was one of five to get a continuous improvement rating. Six got excellent with distinction, six received an excellent rating, two were labeled effective, and one is on academic watch. Ohio's elections chief has set hours for the final 3 days of early voting that were subject to a legal dispute in the battleground state. Secretary of State John Husted has directed the state's 88 county boards of elections to be open from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, November 3rd, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, November 4th, and from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday, November 5th. The move came this week an hour after the U.S. Supreme Court rejected Husted's appeal of a federal appeals court decision reinstating in-person early voting on the disputed days. President Barack Obama's campaign and Democrats had sued Husted over part of Ohio's election law that cuts off early voting for most residents on the Friday evening before a Tuesday election. Republican vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan had a sense of urgency when speaking this week at Lunkin Airport.
The window of opportunity to fix this mess is beginning to close on us. If you want to see what continuing these Obama policies looks like, go home, turn on the TV, and look at Europe.
Ryan told hundreds of supporters outside an airport hangar the county needs jobs and economic growth and asked them to imagine what it would be like if the mess in Washington was fixed. Following his short speech, Ryan served a Montgomery Inn barbecue lunch to those who came to see him. First Lady Michelle Obama was at Ohio Wesleyan University this week, where she encouraged students to vote early. She said it's important to remember every vote counts.
We won the state by about 262,000 votes, all right? Now, that may sound like a lot, but when you break that number down, that's just 24 votes per precinct. You hear me? 24. All right. Everybody in here knows 24 people, right? 24 people who may not vote or may not vote for Barack Obama. We know those folks. That could mean just a couple of votes in a neighborhood, right? On a block, just a single vote in an apartment building or in a dorm.
The First Lady told the crowd she had already voted early. She said she sent her absentee ballot back to Chicago from Washington, D.C. this week. After a year and a half of legal wrangling, Tracy Hunter and John Williams are both Hamilton County Juvenile Court judges. But now the pair are at odds over seniority. That's important because Hunter is directing a county employee to hire a second court administrator. She says recent events show the current administrator serves only Judge Williams. Hamilton County Commissioners voted this week to hire an outside attorney to advise the county. Jim Harper is with the county prosecutor's office.
Judge Hunter's been very clear that she does not value an opinion by the prosecutor, does not need an opinion from the prosecutor, and she is the judge and is going to exercise her prerogatives as she sees them. Mm-hmm. She is an elected judge, and they're allowed to do that.
Hunter's hiring directive comes at a time when the county is looking for cuts to fill a $20 million deficit. She's also requested an estimate for more than $84,000 in facility upgrades to her courtroom. That request hasn't been reviewed by commissioners. The county's facilities director says such estimate requests aren't unusual. The president of Duke Energy says the company will not provide a construction schedule for moving its wires and pipes for the city's streetcar project until the two sides reach a deal on an operating agreement. Julie Jansen expressed her concerns in an October 10th letter to city manager Milton Dehoney. Jansen said the operating agreement must allow the company to have immediate access to equipment during emergencies and enough time to resolve any issues. She also said without an agreement, the company will insist on an 8-foot minimum clearance between the streetcar tracks and Duke's utilities. Duke and the city are still arguing about who should pay for the construction work to relocate the company's utilities near the streetcar route. City Council voted last month to spend $15 million from the sale of the Blue Ash Airport to pay for Duke's utility relocation. The city wants to begin actual construction on the streetcar tracks early in 2013, with completion sometime in 2015. The Reds and manager Dusty Baker have agreed to a 2-year contract extension. The 63-year-old manager led the team to its second National League Central Division title in 3 seasons this year. He has been with the Reds for 5 seasons. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.